From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and matzah, or the lack thereof. We'll explain. I'm Rachel Martin.
I'm Allison Stewart. It's Tuesday, April 8th, and you know, we're not the only two ladies who host a morning show.
We're not? I thought we had that whole thing in our corner.
We were trying to break out of gender stereotypes, but you know, the Today Show, the 7th or 8th hour of it, actually it's the 4th hour of the Today Show, I should stop that, hosted by Hoda Kotb, who's a great person, a friend.
She's worked with her,
really
yeah.
A cool lady. Has been joined with the new co-host in the 4th hour today, Kathy Lee Gifford.
I've heard of her. Didn't she used to be on the TV?
With that guy named Regis. She was explaining to people how she and her new work partner, Hoda, how they got to know each other. Let's play a little bit of that.
You can go to the ladies' room with somebody
and
cry.
That's what we did.
Yeah, and bond. you know you have a good future together.
Yes.
It's one thing in all those years I never did with Regis.
Because I don't believe her either. I do not believe that she and Regis never cried in a bathroom together. I think they did.
That's how Rachel and I first met.
We're going to step outside.
That's so not true.
Yeah.
We are men compared to those.
I know, right?
Coming up on the show, the Jewish holiday of Passover right around the corner, but there's bad news for folks who want to celebrate with Tam Tam crackers. No Tam Tam crackers this year. All right, if you're sitting out there going, what are Tam Tam crackers? They're basically matzah-based crackers. They're sort of the... We've been trying to describe it to the people who are not Jewish. Can't, like, it's like... Not having Christmas with candy canes.
Yeah.
You know? There's a problem at the factory. Tam Tams won't be ready for Passover this year. We're going to find out how people are coping.
Dealing with the Tam Tam crisis of 08. And it's Tuesday. That means New Music Tuesday. We'll cover it all. The Breeders, Ike Riley, Nick Cave, and others. Our friend Andy Langer will join us to tell us what he thinks of today's releases.
Plus, do you know who Simon Doonan is?
No.
Simon Doonan is a best-selling author, wrote this book called Wacky Chicks. He's got a column in the New York Observer. He's also the creative director of Barney's, the very Tony.
He must be very fabulous.
He is fabulous, and he wants you to be fabulous too, Rachel. But he wants you to be authentically fabulous, not a prefab fabulous like we see out there. He's written a new book about it. It's out today. What a very hilarious conversation with Simon Doonan that's coming up. All that, as well as the most, but first... A so-called harmonious journey has become anything but, and worldwide protests could snuff out the Olympic torch relay.
International Olympic Committee president says the IOC will meet Friday to decide whether to cancel the torch's remaining tour through 13 countries. That's after people protesting human rights abuses in this year's host country, China, have done everything from lunging at the flame to throwing water on it, spraying it with fire extinguishers.
All right. The torch arrived in San Francisco early this morning amid heavy security. It's being kept in an undisclosed location in advance of tomorrow's run, the only North American stop on its tour of 20 countries.
There were no protests reported at the airport where the torch arrived, but officials expect demonstrations along the 6-mile relay route tomorrow.
Here's why. Yesterday, three protesters scaled the Golden Gate Bridge, tying the Tibetan flag to it and banners that read, Free Tibet. Local radio station KNX interviewed protester Laurel Sutherland yesterday as he climbed that bridge.
The Chinese government is trying to mask these abuses with the celebration of what's supposed to be a symbol of international unity, the Olympic torch, and instead they've turned it into a gross propaganda tool.
Now this is all after two tumultuous days in Europe. Officials guarding the flame reportedly had to put it out 5 times in Paris yesterday as thousands of French demonstrators clashed with police and relay participants. Chinese organizers ultimately canceled the last leg of the run, and 37 protesters were arrested in London on Sunday.
The debate over China's Olympic role even entered presidential politics yesterday. Hillary Clinton called on President Bush to boycott the opening ceremony this summer, releasing a statement saying the president should only attend if the Chinese government makes, quote, major changes to improve human rights.
You can get more updates on this story throughout the day at npr.org. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.